They're asking at the White House this morning after the New York Times published an opinion piece that it says was written by a senior Trump administration official, taking aim at the president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports said Mr. Trump on Wednesday repeatedly referred to the book as fiction.
The piece has set off wild speculation in the West Wing and beyond. Top administration officials are scrambling to clear themselves.
It's not mine.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies he wrote it. Vice President Mike Pence's office took the rare step of tweeting that Pence puts his name on his op-eds, adding, "Our office is above such amateur acts." Two people familiar with the situation say the president's demanded staffers find out who wrote the piece. He tweeted last night the Times should immediately hand over the writer to the government for national security purposes, though it's unclear what that means. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This Thursday marks another round of questioning for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after a 12-hour session on Wednesday.
Some Democrats opposed to the Kavanaugh nomination are suggesting the high court nominee might side with President Trump in cases stemming from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Even Republican Senator Jeff Flake expressed his concerns.
I worry that the president, the head of our executive branch, may be using executive power to advance personal political interests.
Judge Kavanaugh wouldn't say how he feels about a president pardoning himself or being forced to testify in a criminal case.
Because that would ultimately lead the people to doubt whether we're independent or whether we're politicians in robes.
He did say the Constitution provides checks and balances. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leaders of North and South Korea are planning to hold their third summit in Pyongyang from September 18th through the 20th. Meanwhile, as Reuters Grace Lee explained, South Korean officials say that North Korea's leader told them he does want to denuclearize within U.S. President Trump's first term.
Kim Jong-un's new groundbreaking message to Donald Trump, he's putting an end to his long-range missile tests and planning to denuclearize by early 2021. The North Korean leader claims rocket launches and nuclear tests have become permanently impossible after Pyongyang dismantled test sites earlier this year. His words were relayed by South Korean officials on Thursday after they met with Kim in Pyongyang this week. They say Kim told them that his faith in the U.S. president remains, quote, unchanged, and that he wants to denuclearize during Trump's first term. It marks the first time the North Korean leader has offered a timeline for getting rid of his weapons.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. At least seven people are now confirmed dead as a result of Thursday's powerful earthquake that struck Japan's North Hokkaido Island. AP correspondent Mari Yamaguchi tells us the magnitude 6.7 quake caused damage to buildings and energy supplies.
The earthquake triggered landslides that crushed houses and buried people underneath debris and trees. And also the damages to power generators caused a widespread blackout across the island.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said about 25,000 self-defense troops are being sent to Hokkaido, with several thousand planning to help in search and rescue efforts. India's Supreme Court has struck down a colonial-era law that criminalizes homosexual acts.
Tears of jubilation in India after the top court struck down a law criminalizing gay sex. It's a landmark ruling that activists hope will pave the way towards equality in the socially conservative nation. On Thursday, the Supreme Court voted unanimously to scrap the ban, which has stood since the colonial era. Homosexual sex had carried a 10-year jail sentence, and while it had been decriminalized in the past, it was reinstated as a criminal act in 2013. Activists have for years been fighting to overturn the ban. The South Asia director for Human Rights Watch thanked them for braving the worst sort of prejudice, tweeting that it's a good day for human rights.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. The United States and India took a major step to expand defense ties Thursday, signing a deal that allows India to acquire high-end U.S. weaponry, including armed drones. The agreement was signed during a meeting in New Delhi among U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and their Indian counterparts. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.